100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is, well, it's a take two, or a pick two, or a hey, two. Feeble, uncompromising, flowering, are we there yet? Late, and I'll be there. And we got some stories in on these topics, so I'm going to go ahead and share them, and then get back with you when all them are said and done. How's that?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong? O28. Despite being bound from behind, the man at Parker's feet executed a move that put him in an uncompromising position. He would have turned the advantage to the captor, but a second roll of the earth dumped Molly on top of him in yet another uncompromising position. Feebly called out to the captain, who promptly yelled, "Give it up, John. We'll sort this out later after we sort out the Leviathan." "What?" queried Ford. The ground broke. A large eye bore down on the tiny company. "No one take a step," calmly stated Cervantes, reaching into a vest pocket. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 828, which is a pick two challenge, and it happens to be my 700th consecutive 100 word story challenge that I've entered. Pat myself on the back and thank Lawrence for having this environment or this opportunity for me to podcast a little bit. Not nearly what he gets done, but thanks again, Lawrence. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert scratched his head. "When you say become a couple, are you saying we need to be a boyfriend-girlfriend type couple?" The old witch smiled at Sabrina and then turned her eyes back on Bilbert.
"It's clear you already have a flowering teenage romance. We're just encouraging that to grow a little more rapidly."
A feeble old man tottered up to the witch.
"It's getting late, Griselda. We should let these kids get home."
Griselda nodded to the man, but spoke to Bilbert.
"You have matching rings now, so you're a couple, officially. But a little romance won't hurt."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
"Are we there yet?" you whimper, terrified eyes darting around the room, body twisting and straining against your bonds. "No," I continue, slowly and deliberately, sharpening my knife. "We've still a long way to go. I must say, you impressed me greatly. I don't think anyone has lasted as long as you, and believe me, I was giving it my all. And so were you. However, all good things must come to an end. And eventually, bruised, bloodied, and broken, you too come to an end. As you draw your final, feeble breath, I lean close and whisper,
"We've arrived."
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The books on the shelf stared at him sternly. Feeble, uncompromising, late. The titles suggested a series of events that could easily be totally uninteresting or a complete disaster. Being such a positive person, he thought they were a sign that something dreadful was about to happen. When a car exploded outside, certainly because of some lunatic defending lunatic ideas, he grabbed the 3 books and ran, hoping to save himself. He was about to burn them when they arrested him. "Subversive! Subversive!" they shouted. While they dragged him away, he pondered about the different meanings of the word late. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Good morning. This is Richard. And for my pick 2, I've chosen the topics late and uncompromising. And this one is called Late. I've just come out from an all-company meeting with the new boss, where he laid down the ground rules he expects everyone to follow. In particular, he was keen to stress his uncompromising stance on punctuality. "I expect you to be on time. I don't tolerate anything less. If you're a minute late, you may as well not turn up at all." That went down like a lead balloon. Shows how little he knows us, though. This lot will follow his rules to the letter. And they're always late. Let's see how he feels after a week without staff. Okie doke, that's it. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I usually start my day with a banana and peanut butter. Getting the peanut butter on the banana is the hard part. I used to peel it, then slice it, but it would break apart easily. That's when I'd cut off the end and slice in the peel, and then peel it. It broke apart less easily and often. Then I put on the peanut butter, stick the 2 halves together, and there's breakfast. Even if it does break apart, well, more pieces, right? And the peanut butter still glues it together for the minute or so it needs that.
And there you have it. There's the stories on the Take 2, not Pick 2, Take 2 topics for this week. I hope you enjoyed the stories, I sure did. And thank you for your patience in my moving the podcast to a new web host. I had to retire the server that this all was running on, and, well, it's time for a new adventure. Still, it's running on the similar software than before. I'm not going all hog wild crazy about replatforming and re-engineering and all that stuff. Just take the backups, move them over. Oh, it restored. Wow. Okay. Anyway, that's the miracle of WordPress. What's the next topic? Hair. So, go ahead and write up some stories on hair and get them on in. And I'll be doing the... It's been a while since I've done a reading in real time, so keep an eye out for that. And thank you all for being a part of this. And your support has been awesome, and I hope I'm supportive of you even more. And be creating, be imagining, be inventing, be looking at things around the corner. And as always, keep it brief.